Let's go. Let's go.
This is Matt's Moment with Matt Moscona on Eagle 98.1. Presented by Good Eats Kitchen. Order online at mygoodeatskitchen.com.
By the way, I had to use my Monday this week to make my Good Eats order, so I'm going to pick up tomorrow. Everybody's missing it at the house because they typically don't get dinner after 7 o'clock.
Oh, so you forgot Friday, so you don't have any food.
Correct.
Oh, well, you just need to go to the store, Michelle.
That's a good idea.
Just go in on your way
about
home.
That. See, I talk about that. I didn't even think about
just
that.
Just go. That's what I did on Monday. Took a picture, held up my bags of Good Eats, and I was fired up to do it.
And the corporate location's right on my way home, so you're just full of awesome
ideas. Take a picture, share it with everybody, and make sure you get the green chili enchiladas.
Yes, that's my son's favorite.
Yeah, I had that for lunch today. It was sensational.
I haven't had them yet because we always eat them. Really?
They're great.
Yeah, so the bison chili I haven't tried yet, and I know that that's your favorite.
That's my favorite, and these enchiladas are probably my second favorite.
Really? Awesome.
But I did get the Thai coconut shrimp, like you said. And I gave it to Lady Jack
downstairs.
She didn't have lunch yesterday, so I said, here you go.
That was nice of you.
I heated it up for me.
Yes.
And she came in. She didn't have, I said, you can have this. And I heated up another one.
That was awesome. I bet she thoroughly enjoyed that, too.
I haven't asked her yet.
Pictures of all of this amazing, delicious, chef-prepared, ready-to-heat-and-eat meals online at mygoodeatskitchen.com. And their retail locations, mention Matt's Moment, and get 20% off.
So, LSU, Florida, we're going to break down this game a ton this week. And the Saints are at Jacksonville. But I wanted to take a second here because something's happened over the last this half day, and all these people are getting all up in their feelings, Michelle, about all the trash talk among the players. Yesterday, Joe Burrow said we don't like them, they don't like us. Caleb Alchasson basically said the same. Braden Fajoco couldn't remember Felipe Frank's name. So everybody's trying to be offended by everything. Can I make a suggestion, please?
Please.
Can media availability with athletes stop resembling this coach speak nonsense and start to look more like professional wrestling? Bear with me here, Michelle, but isn't it way more fun when Hulk Hogan used to do those stand-ups and say, let me tell you something, Mean Gene, brother. Wait till these 46-inch pythons run wild on you. It was way more about what they were going to do. It wasn't respect the opponent, we hope we play well and limit mistakes, and coach speak blah. It's way more fun. Even forget professional wrestling. What about in boxing and in MMA? When those guys are trying to sell a fight, that's what they build up is the story around it. Embrace that. I mean, embrace all that animosity and the hate among the programs. I'm not saying be malicious and be rude about it, but I don't mind a guy saying we don't like them, they don't like us. It's true.
So you support the smack talk then?
I do support the smack talk because it's real life. We all know it. We feel it. We know those guys don't like each other. We don't need pregame fights and all that stuff. We don't need people being obnoxious and obscene on Twitter. But I'm okay with a little emotion. This is sport. Stop trying to take all emotion out of an emotional thing. I don't need...
Well, we hope we go out on Saturday and play really well and get a win.
I need... What you gonna do, brother, when LSU runs wild on you? Get the chili cheese enchiladas.